What's happening in the world of sport?
In Premier League news, on the 13th of January, we had Tottenham versus Man United. That match ended in 1-0 to Man United. We also had Everton versus Bournemouth. That ended in 2-0 to Everton. And recently, last evening, we had Man City versus the Wolves. That match ended in 3-0. Unfortunately, Man City received a red card. However, they did manage to take the victory. Also in PSL news, on the 13th of January, we had the Bloom Celtic versus the Golden Arrows. That match ended in a draw, 1-1. And tomorrow you can look forward to Mamelodi Sundowns versus Maritzburg United, Cape Town City versus Free State Stars, AmaZulu versus Kaizer Chiefs, and in hockey news, the SA Women's Hockey make history with series win against top 10 nation. South Africa led the series 2-0 at the halfway stage and managed to secure the historic series win in the fourth test with arguably their best display of the series so far, end quote.
All right, thank you, Tinashe. So now you guys have your own radio station here at Red Hill School, is that right?
That is correct.
So yes. Tell me a bit about it.
Our specific show is just it's this space where people can come together. We talk about the most ridiculous subject topics. We talk about.
You see what you were saying? That's what I talk about. Some days. Have you ever debated if watermelon's a vegetable or a fruit?
I believe watermelon is a fruit because.
I think it's a fruit.
It's definitely a fruit. We also like to talk about social matters, moral problems. Right. Terry, you can talk a little bit.
So our motto at Red Radio is for the students, by the students. So we kind of give students a voice to speak their own mind, even if they want to make music and play it on the radio, they can. So
that's awesome. And how often is this on?
Every day. Well, last year,
except for weekends.
Last year it was every day, but the plan is going to change slightly to accommodate the students in the new change in the school curricula. Right. But you will be expecting a show every week.
Good morning, Thierry. Tell us what's going on in the world of sport.
Good morning. So, Proteas whitewashed Pakistan. South Africa climbed to number 2 in the ICC rankings by clinching a whitewash series victory over Pakistan on day 4 of the third and final Castle Lager test at Bidvest Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg on Monday. It only took one slightly extended session for South Africa to claim the remaining 7 wickets to win the test by 107 runs. The victory also handed the Proteas a 3-0 triumph in the series. The teams now have a few days off before contesting a 5-match one-day international series starting at St. George's Park in Port Elizabeth on Saturday. It's the second day of the Australian Open. Andy Murray was knocked out as his retirement still looms in the news, and Maria Sharapova defeats Harriet Dart. In boxing, the biggest fight of the year is coming up as Pacquiao versus Bronner is headlined by Senator Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao, is boxing's only 8th division world champion. He is ending his 2-year hiatus from a U.S. boxing ring to defend his World Boxing Association welterweight world title against former 4 division world champion and must-see attraction, Adrian the Problem Bronner. And in Red Hill News, the Intel's Gala is coming up on the 28th of January. We'll hope to see Creel win. Creel win, you know, it's the greenhouse, we've got to have them win.
All right. So what are the houses?
So there's Creel, Miller, Thompson, and Brooks. There's purple, green, blue, and yellow.
Terry happens to be the head of the greenhouse.
Oh, funny, I hadn't picked up that up at all. Yes. 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 He was quite subtle in that. No bias there, which is good. Well, the good thing is that if you do want to go into a world of broadcasting, you need to be biased,
yeah.
Because it used to be something that of course we didn't admire, but now everybody seems to have their own agenda. Thank you, guys. So just to remind us, you guys are involved in Red Hill Radio. What's it called?
Red Radio,
and that broadcasts it's internet radio.
Yes, it's a streaming radio. We broadcast on caster.fm.
Mm-hmm.
Plug us, get many more people to listen, and then we might be able to actually enable more features on the Caster FM site. It might be a little bit tribal in its early stages, but the more people listen, it's a very great stream to listen to. We're in TNT, that's our formal name on the show.
That's our show.
All right, so tribal is very in at the moment. You know, anybody who's anybody on social media has a tribe. So we're okay with that. You know, what you want to do is encourage people to be part of that. So that's awesome. That is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, the TNT show is just something special. You know, we call ourselves the fire, the flames, the lightning, and the thunder. So, yeah.
There is an extra T. His name is Thomas. Yeah, they, but sometimes he's not there, so it that's why I usually fall into the just TNT category. But yeah, we have tons of fun streaming, and it's just a great stream to listen to.
Absolutely fantastic. Time is 7:33. I'm Howard Feldman. We're broadcasting to you live this morning from a Red Hill school. I'm going to walk around a little bit later, talk to some of the students, everybody arriving, coming back, and maybe coming to school for the very first time. Absolutely wonderful to see. It is a gorgeous morning here in Johannesburg. We are sitting in a courtyard, in a paved courtyard with lots of very, very old, majestic trees, majestic buildings, and of course the excited atmosphere of children starting a school for the first time this 2019.